Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Oh, baby. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lon Say, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. We're all here, and it's the worst week of sports. We do have the NBA Finals.
Yeah, Lindy wanted to remind you of that on the text line.
Oh, sorry, Lindy. I don't even have the our text line up. The U of I Line and Link text line. I have not. You know what I did? I got in here and I brought up information on Trey Sweeney, who is the shortstop out of Eastern Illinois that was drafted 20th overall by the New York Yankees. We had Jason Anderson on, Illinois baseball coach, of course, former Danville native, former Illini. It was fun to hear from Jason in the first hour. But, yeah, we do have the NBA Finals, and Milwaukee got one. It's 2-1. Does that change your idea, though, Derek, that Phoenix still the better team and will still win this final?
No, and I, to be honest, was listening to it on the radio a little bit on the drive home, so didn't get the chance to see it. Fully expected Milwaukee to have that counterpunch
kind
at home.
Kind of comeback game, yeah.
And to make it a series again, 2-1, and not to be a Suns sweep or anything. Now, game four will be extremely pivotal.
Big.
Now, 2-2 back to Phoenix is a whole lot different. Obviously, 3-1, it's over.
Yeah, I agree.
So, this is a huge game four. But, yeah, something to watch Wednesday night. But other than that, relatively slow week here of sports.
No doubt. Biggest storyline, Chris Paul winning the title. Is it Giannis winning it? Is it the Suns?
You know how I feel about Chris Paul.
I know you don't. You're not a big fan.
I had Jimmy Butler in the finals last year, and that was, I was like, come on, do not do this.
This couldn't have gotten any worse for you the last 2 years.
Yeah. Now, Chris, look, he's played outstanding in these playoffs, and I can't take that away from him. I will, as a certified Chris Paul hater, say, well, AD was out with the Lakers, and Jamal Murray was out with the Nuggets, and Kawhi was out with the Clippers, and just kind of throw some slights out there a little bit. I think people go a little bit too far where they go to the finals, and it's like, Chris Paul is one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. Like, is he? Is he that good?
And if he is, it isn't only because he went to the finals this year. You know, and,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's
really good.
And he has
really
longevity, and no doubt.
I still think he's kind of a punk.
Okay, that's
fair. I think he's a little bit of a. I mean, he's definitely a flopper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean he's not good? We got a lot of really good players that flop.
yes, we do.
But let's not oversell. Would you rather have Chris Paul or like Damian Lillard?
Dame.
I'd take Dame.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, Chris has played a long time.
He has.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that Phoenix will win this series. And I think it is also fair to say that injuries have basically helped both of these teams get to the finals. I don't think there's any. But that said, I like Giannis. I like watching him play. I think it's cool that Milwaukee is in the NBA Finals. And I also think that this Phoenix Suns team is a really fun team and will be one to track for the next few years.
I fully agree with that. It's fun to have two likable sides. Like, if you polled anybody that's watching these finals, would you be cool with the Bucks winning? Would you be cool with the Suns winning? Everyone's going to be like, yeah, because it's something different. And you do have likable sides in that. And
yes.
We've said it throughout the postseason. The Suns have been really entertaining to watch.
No doubt. We got to get to Kofi. We got to get to AAU basketball. Got to get to Tim Anderson. Talked a lot about him in the first hour, the new Illini basketball coach. 217 on the U of I Illini like text line. Thank you, Trevor, for coming in and getting that going. Said, has anyone talked about McGregor breaking his ankle? That fight, by the time it happened like at midnight. So I was asleep. And it went one round, I think, and he basically stepped back. I think Poirier or whatever his name is was dominating him pretty hard anyways, but he kind of stepped back and like you could see his ankle buckle. So, and then, of course, like Trevor said, he just took the mic and started ripping on his opponent's wife being in his DMs. And so, I mean, listen, he is the ultimate marketer. Conor McGregor has made more money marketing-wise than anybody in that sport, I think. That's dangerous, man. If you start getting into UFC, and there's a lot of fans of that.
In UFC, I mean, you had Chuck Liddell, and I'm not super well-versed.
He was pretty quiet, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he was a marketable figure, like a likable guy. But
McGregor, man, his mouth never ends or never stops.
Not super. His approval rating is not super high right now.
No. But
to have a villain in a sport like that is good, or any sport.
It's perfect. He's made a lot of competitors a lot of money. I can promise you that. And he really hasn't been that good of a fighter. Has he?
Not recently.
Not recently, yeah. So, but yeah, that happened then. All right, so let's get to Kofi.
Oh, here we go.
You had mentioned earlier he could maybe go all month without making a decision. Any news on the big man? Any news on visits? Now, he's been down in Atlanta and Birmingham. No,
he was in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yep.
You were in Birmingham and Atlanta.
I was.
You had a chance to see Kofi and talk to him briefly. What was the conversation?
Well, so Illinois got a chance to be able to discuss, like, to talk with him, to be normal with him.
Okay.
And I got to see that up close. And so Kofi's quote-unquote mentor is part of running this one team at the Under Armour event. So he was around that team the entire weekend. And whenever they would play, Jeff Alexander was assigned to watching that team play. Now, is he going to recruit anybody from that program? Was he interested in seeing anybody on that team? No, he was pretty much watching Kofi watch that team.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which, you know, whatever you got to do to try to get the big fella back.
Did he sit with Kofi?
At one point, yes.
Okay.
But there were games where Kofi would sit at the end of the bench. But I saw and was around when, after a game, Kofi came over and Jeff and Brad were talking to him. And it was pretty normal, friendly exchanges and everything. Like, wasn't super uncomfortable.
I was going to say, did it feel uncomfortable? I mean, you're not there. You're there, but you're not listening.
Not really. But then again, it's just small talk. And
see, that's got to be weird for the Illinois coaches.
Yeah, for sure.
That's got to be weird because it's like we did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. And we wanted you to go pro, and we wanted you to latch on with an NBA team, and we would have been proud, and we love the 2 years you were here, and we feel like we did some work to get you there, albeit, you know, Orlando helped out, don't get me wrong, and Chin. But certainly our program did what Illinois was supposed to do. You get a guy ready for the NBA draft that could be drafted, and then all of a sudden he does what he does in terms of enter the portal. It would be weird to me.
It's really weird. And then to have him there at that kind of event, just on display for the college basketball community, you got everybody there as far as, you know, Kentucky's at this thing, Kansas, like all these different teams. And here's an All-American big man who's in the portal that you can, his number's in there. You can call him, you can do whatever. As I mentioned to you guys late last week, there's also the wonderings of, you know, what's going on when he's not at the gym or with the guy that's advising him who can meet with certain people. So there's all that wrapped in to it. And Illinois is in a tough spot. They are making their pitch on why Kofi should come back. And I think that a lot of that goes, I mean, not that it's going without saying, because you got to do that part, but it should, as far as the basketball fit, makes all the sense at Illinois.
Yes, it does.
And they developed him great. And can they talk about what are the next steps? And yeah, it's the NIL. And that is very, very messy right now.
Yep.
And that's not even just dealing with Kofi, like just talking to coaches down there and what that's like.
Isn't he costing himself money right now?
Technically, I mean, as soon as he's with somebody, he's going to have, he could have, you know, deals
ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Okay.
So
could a champagne business, I don't know. Yeah, they could. I'm sure, Lon. Could a champagne business right now hire Kofi to sell his, even though he's not an Illini or a Wildcat or whatever? I mean, I guess currently, technically, he's an Illini, right? I don't even know if that's the case. Because scholarships renew, right?
Yes. And Brad said today there was a quote. I know Marley Weird asked him at Kendall Gill's golf event today, are you talking to Kofi? And he said, yeah, he's on our team. And then he kind of paused and he said, until he's not. And people are reading into, what does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Until he's not? Like, are you expecting him not to be? But that's a really good question as far as could he, similar to Trent Frazier, Andre Curbelo, be with Open Doors and, you know, be seeking out deals and what that's going to look like?
That would be the ultimate free agent.
Yeah, and it's going on anyway. Like, and I'm not trying to just be specific with Kofi, but just in the one of the overarching takeaways of this weekend was, okay, yeah, the rules say that we're not allowed to talk to recruits and guys that we want on our program about specific NIL deals and specific numbers. I mean, they can be projections, but you would need to say, we got this lined up for you to make this amount of money. You're not supposed to do that.
No.
But basketball recruiting and recruiting in general, you can wrap football in there. There's a lot of supposed to not do this, and this stuff happens. Like,
yeah,
you have to do that kind of stuff. People want to see that. And it's just, it's putting these teams and coaches in a really difficult spot.
I can't imagine. I mean, I guess you could say, here's what's been happening already with Andre Curbelo, Kofi. I mean, look what he's done already, and you are the All-American.
Right.
So
I think the difference and the thing that is obvious with the Kofi situation is, and we've talked about this before, Kofi will make more money as far as just marketing. Like, if you just say, where is he the most marketable?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's at Illinois because he has the brand.
He's
already been here.
I would agree.
And locally, there's more of a buy-in on Kofi than just being a new face at Kentucky. Now, is Kentucky nationally more appealing?
Sure.
Some people would say that.
Yeah. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, right. I guess what is underlining there with NIL is you can take some of that out of the mix if it's just one or two or whatever it takes. That amount of boosters who say, okay, yeah, you have an established brand in Illinois, but we have an established $50,000 that you come to our restaurant and send out a tweet, this burger's awesome, and we're going to give you $50,000. Like,
exactly.
That's the kind of stuff that they were maybe given the 50 through a different avenue before, but now it's easier to do.
Exactly.
And it's just another layer of this that, let's be honest, you are in that kind of, you're in that swimming pool with Kentucky.
Yes.
That is scary if you're Illinois. Mm-hmm. Like, beyond the fact that it's just Kentucky versus Illinois and recruiting has gone against you a lot of times. Like, that is what you're dealing with Kofi, and that's what's a little scary. Now, has Illinois heard good things and had good conversations and all that kind of deal? Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, listen, all Illinois can do is continue to talk to him and continue to push the idea that you are the BMOC, right? I mean, you're the big man on campus, literally. And, you know, if we can't guarantee you, we cannot set you up with NIL deals, but I can almost guarantee you that they're going to be there if you do this. And, you know, I mean, part of me, that's the funny part where I said he'd be the ultimate free agent. Wouldn't it be funny if he's, like, locking on to deals with Baton Rouge businesses and locking on to deals with Lexington businesses and Champaign, and then, you know, eventually he's like, oh, well, I'm going to go to Illinois again. So then the Baton Rouge business is like, well, then we're only going to pay you a third of what we were going to pay you because you're not here anymore.
Right.
But if he's, like, sitting there playing three different...
Or they could be proposals, like...
Yeah.
Although that's what's supposed to not... supposed to happen as far as...
Let me ask you, if I were a business in Lexington, could I reach out to Open Doors or whatever it's called and say, hey, I want you to let Kofi know that if he signs with Kentucky, that my business is ready to use him and pay him this amount of money? That, to me, sounds like it'd be legal. Or if you're a business in Champaign, can you reach out to this third party and say, hey, if Kofi decides to come back to Illinois, I've got 50 grand waiting on him here to be the spokesman for my business.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm asking you to know stuff that we don't know.
Right. And it's so new. And the general idea, which is just not going to happen, is that these deals aren't supposed to be swaying recruits when they are absolutely going to be swaying recruits.
Right.
Now, I think if you're Illinois, your NIL department are working with Open Doors, your job is to get an accurate gauge, an accurate projection,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, on what Kofi Coburn would make at Illinois or what anybody would make at Illinois. So part of that, in my estimation, is those people calling businesses or having interactions with businesses and saying, what would you commit to a player like Kofi? Yep. That goes into the formula of this is what we think here at Illinois based on our research and what we've done that you can make. Now, coaches can't do that. Underwood can't do that.
Mm-mm.
But I think that would make sense for somebody involved there to be doing that on that end to give that accurate gauge or number to Kofi. Now, could it get messy again, like through someone doing it just solely so he'd come to that spot? Yeah, but that's the new reality.
It is the new reality, and 3 years from now, you're going to have actual data to back these things, right?
I mean,
next season, you're going to be able to tell a recruit, look, you know, just FYI, Andre Curbelo last year, our point guard, made over $250,000 here in Champaign-Urbana, just as an FYI. And that will be legitimate.
Yes.
That is legitimate income that you are able to track. Right now, it's just an unknown.
Correct. And I think a lot of coaches will sleep better at night when we get to that point.
I agree.
Because you have a legitimate data point of this is what's possible here. Yep. Now, there's going to be different levels of star power and marketability, but
no doubt.
What you're dealing with right now is schools, and we talked about Dawson Garcia in North Carolina, who are throwing out numbers that there's nothing that has proven that that's going to happen, and people think it's unrealistic or just over-promising, but there's also nothing that says yet that that's impossible.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you're in that kind of situation and Carolina says, we think you can make a million here, all right, what players have made a million?
Exactly.
Who's made close to that?
Yep.
And if they don't have that to show, then you might be able to say, I think you're lying.
Mm-hmm. But right now, I'd be over-exaggerating as much as I could.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, listen, the potential. I mean, this would be my pitch. We have a guy that is Forbes top 50 richest people in America that went to school here. Shad Khan. I mean, look, we can almost guarantee you $2 million. Just with Flexingate.
Right.
You could sit or stand. You could jump on a Flexingate bumper for 2 hours and it doesn't come off. Hi, I'm big man Kofi Coburn. I jumped on this truck for 2 hours and this didn't fall off. Flexingate is where it's at. I don't know. And here's $2 million.
Is it bad that until you just explained that, I had no idea what Flexingate was? Like, I knew Flexingate and Shad Khan. Like,
yeah,
what is
bumpers?
What is their product?
The bumpers.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's an amazing. Have you ever Wikipedia'd Shad Khan?
It's been a while.
When he came to Champaign-Urbana, he stayed in, like, I don't know, what the first night he had to stay in a place that gave him basically a free place to stay, I think. And I thought the rumor was that he either started or found out they were going to pay $2 an hour to wash dishes, and he could not believe that's more than like he made, his family made, you know, a month. And so that's what he did. He started washing dishes for $2 an hour, and he could not believe that somebody would pay him $2 an hour to wash dishes. And now he's like top 50 richest person, you know, or whatever individual in the world. So, yeah, I mean, that's the crazy thing is that why couldn't you? I mean, if you're Oregon, you just say, you've heard of Phil Knight, haven't you? Yeah, well, he discovered Nike. Well, whatever. What's
founded
the word?
Nike.
Founded. Thank you. He founded Nike, and he's worth billions of dollars. So, you know, you come here, and you wear Nike brand, and we're going to be able to pay you a lot of money.
Right.
I bet it'll be a lefty from Canada.
Oh, you know it absolutely will. there is some interesting language, and I'll be honest, I don't know all of the, we just had a text from Randy about, on the Illini Link text line, about high school kids being able to do this. I don't have this for sure answer on that.
I would assume you have to be in college eligible. I mean, if you're a high school kid taking money for...
But maybe since it's not because making
makes you,
you
a professional, right?
But it's not making you ineligible in college. I don't know that.
Oh.
But
would you be eligible to play high school?
That's a good point.
I would assume not. I didn't have a lot of people knocking down doors to have me promote their product back in Camargo, Illinois, Villa Grove.
Right. But as far as I thought I had read, if said company is a sponsor of the school.
Oh.
I don't know that crossover is allowed.
Got it.
But what is also interesting, so some places are allowing you to have, it's based on state law or what the university gives approval for, officially licensed gear. So Syracuse, Buddy Boeheim, has an officially licensed shirt or sweatshirt.
Unreal.
That has Buddy Buckets on it and then the Syracuse logo, which of course brings some more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can be in the picture in a Syracuse uniform if Syracuse says, it's good. We don't want any of your money. We're not going to argue with you or try to make a deal like, oh, we want that cut because that's us. Because
he's gone, right?
That's a good question. Maybe he is. I don't know.
I don't know if
he is. But there, I also read something about this Kentucky, I don't know if it's a softball player, someone who's going to have these, like, I think they're like flip-flops.
Oh.
But they're officially licensed Kentucky gear.
Which I didn't know you could do.
So essentially, a spot like Illinois or someone else that has a state law or a university that says, you know, that's our brand. Right, we're not going to allow you to appear with that on. That's going to be another layer of it.
Man.
Mm. You did ask about Kofi and visits. We could spend a whole show on this.
We got an hour.
We got to talk some Home Run Derby, which I'm actually fired up about.
Okay. We haven't even talked to AAU, and we haven't talked much to Tim Anderson. We may be talking AAU tomorrow.
Okay.
Sounds good. Epps and crew.
Yep.
Okay, let's do that tomorrow.
Real quick, I'll mention, so there is a dead period that I said last week goes throughout the entire month, but I learned yesterday that during an evaluation period, which there was just one, that's when coaches can be out on the road. There's one starting on Friday through Sunday coming up, and then next Friday through Sunday. During those evaluation periods, a school could host an official visit. So Cal and Antigua, you know, that whole staff, part of the staff could say, you know what, we're going to stay back in Lexington. We're going to have Kofi in for an official while AAU's going on. That is in play right now. And I think that if we were to see by the end of the week, Kofi's taking an official visit to Lexington, because I've heard that he wants to visit.
I'm sure he does.
Kentucky.
I'm sure he does.
And if he goes there, especially for an OV where he can meet with the staff and do that whole deal, it would be really hard to feel good if you're Illinois.
I'm with you on that. It'd be hard to walk in. How do you not walk into Rupp and see all those national championship banners and meet John Calipari, who has won national titles, and the guy that's showing you all of it is the guy that recruited you and developed you into what you are. So I totally get it. I totally get that, and I think he understands that even if he can't make an official visit. He could unofficially walk down, and Kentucky could unofficially have Rupp Arena one door unlocked that he could walk in and just kind of walk around Rupp Arena. I don't know. I could
unofficially have a reservation at a steakhouse next to a table that kind of.
I remember being the only time I've ever been to Tucson, Arizona, a buddy and I, Brian Jennings, we just had to go pick my mom up from the airport, so we got to Tucson a little early. The day ended at the Frog and Firkin, great bar. TK knows all about that bar. So we decided to go to McHale Center, which is where Arizona plays, and the door was open. And I felt like, are we supposed to be doing this? Like, we are walking through the bowels of Arizona, the Wildcats basketball stadium, So then we walked out. We didn't get on the court, but we were sitting there looking at the court. And so as we're walking around, we see, I can tell where the coaches' offices are. And so we get kind of close to it, and Lute Olson comes around the corner. And, of course, he is, you know, gray hair and all. I mean, he's hard to miss. And I'm like, hey, coach, how are you? And he's like, hey, guys, I'm doing well. You know, I'm like, ah, my name is Lon. You know, hi, Lute, whatever. And he's like, can I help you guys? I'm like, you know what, coach, we're just kind of seeing your campus for the first time and didn't know if we could walk around. He goes, oh, yeah, take a look at the stadium. He's like, yeah, I got things to do, whatever. So then he left. I'm like, well, that's interesting. So why couldn't that happen to Kofi? Like John Calipari just kind of comes around the corner. Of course, Cal, being as upfront as he is, would be like, hey, Kofi, I can't talk to you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely exactly what he'd do. Yep. Yeah, I would have more of an encounter with Lute Olson than Kofi would with Cal. I don't believe that for a second.
You obviously didn't tell Lute that you're friends with Lucas Johnson.
I did not. I let that go. And on the way out of the building, Brian, who's a big Purdue fan, Brian looks at me and goes, I figured you'd throw in Lucas Johnson's name. And I'm like, I wanted to, man, so bad. I wanted to so bad. So it's like, ugh. All right, let's take a break. Can we talk a little bit more about Tim Anderson, the new Illini basketball assistant? We'll touch on that and then maybe grab another break, and then we'll do some home run derby predictions before the end of the show. It is The Drive.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi, a delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me. HabibHabib.com.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company. Family owned and operated since 1953.
Amber Oberheim, the widow of Chris Oberheim, who the community has mourned since May 19 when he responded to domestic. And we all went through all of that with the Oberheim family. Amber, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Tell people who Chris Oberheim was.
Chris Oberheim was a family man, first and foremost. He loved me. He loved our four daughters more than anything in this world. He was a servant. He had a servant's heart. He was an excellent baseball, softball player. He was an excellent softball coach. He was an excellent police officer. I mean, I could go on for days and days.
But he loved being a police officer, didn't he? Why do you think he loved it so much?
You know what? It was just one of those things that was kind of in his blood. He knew the law forwards, backwards.
He wanted to help people. I mean, the whole point of Chris Oberheim was, you know, helping people and not their best day.
Absolutely.
Urbana Park District has great ideas for friends or family to gather at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Canoe and kayaks rent for $8 for a half an hour, $10 an hour. Life jackets are provided and required. Thursday through Sunday, now through August 8th, Crystal Lake Park in Urbana is open for rentals from noon to 7. Rent canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, and more, all at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. For details, call 217-367-1544 or visit urbanaparks.org. You belong here.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company is looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Probably going in the NBA right now, WNBA. Is that season that's going? Of course it is.
You follow it closely.
But more than you, I know that. And I'm not, like, being cocky there. I know that I tune in a little bit more. All right. Home run derby predictions tonight is the home run derby. So we're going to do this here in a little bit. Before we get to that, we're going to save the AAU stuff for tomorrow. You were, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta. Did you have ribs?
No.
Oh, no.
I did not, sadly.
I ate 17th Street Bar and Grill ribs down in Murfreesboro.
Man.
Saturday night.
How was it?
Oh. I about brought like two racks back, but I didn't. I didn't have room in my hotel little fridge there for that, so I didn't. I'm like, you don't need that, Lon.
Mm.
They're good ribs, though. They're kind of, I mean, you know how you always say, oh, this is my favorite? They are definitely top. I mean, there are some rib places in Champaign-Urbana that are really good. I've had the ribs at Gifford, at our guy, Donnie. I mean, they're incredible. I just, Turner's Rib House, I said that last week when I was growing up. That's where Dad and Mom would take us. That was on University, I think, and it was some of the best. I mean, but 17th Street is just, when I was in college and I had them for the first time, I'm like, holy cow, these are good. So it's one of those destinations. Like, I had Quattro's Pizza down there, and I had 17th Street Bar and Grill ribs, and I'm like, I can't get a better
day. Hitting the good spots. I was on the opposite end of the spectrum. So, one quick note. I'm familiar with 17th Street. My brother interned in Marion for a summer. Oh, we went down there.
Nice.
And it was some good stuff. You can buy the seasoning. I think you can in town.
You can.
That's some good stuff to use.
Yep.
While you were doing that, I had a couple of different experiences. I went to a Jimmy John's that was next. This complex in Atlanta is insane.
Incredible.
As far as basketball, the baseball fields. Bobby Cox has like funded or was a big player in getting that built. So they're saying that that's like some of the best baseball in the country that goes on there.
Okay.
Anyways, there was
Cobb County.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. A big rain delay, or I'm getting out of a game. Of course, it doesn't matter for me.
Right.
But it's pouring rain. I go to a Jimmy John's, and it's packed.
Every travel baseball team in America is in there.
Yep. I walk up to order, and they're like, just so you know, we're out of bread right now.
You're the 500th order of the year.
You're out of bread. This is Jimmy John's. We throw it on some wheat, or you can wait like 15 minutes.
Oh,
and I'll just throw it on some wheat.
Oh my goodness.
I hit Taco Bell last night and said,
boom.
We're out of lettuce. It's like, okay.
Well, that would have been good for me. Three tacos, no lettuce.
Oh, so you're good.
Yeah, I would have been perfect.
I didn't realize there was as much lettuce as apparently they put on their chalupas. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I got a chalupa without the lettuce, and I'm like, this is like, it's super flat. It's a flatbread.
Somebody that has never had a Taco Bell taco without lettuce, you should just one time order one without lettuce and look how thin.
Holy crap.
I'm always like, can you just at least throw a little more cheese on or a little more meat? You know, I'm saving you 5 cents with the lettuce. Can you throw me a couple more pieces of ground beef?
I was upset.
Well, listen, you were busy. You'll get there one day. You'll get the ribs one day. And you can have great ribs around here. So it's not like you didn't have to do that. Tim Anderson, the newest Illini basketball coach, assistant coach. As far as the recruiting roles go, I know, like you said, there's still a couple of positions to fill, but you now are set with Chester Frazier, Jeff Alexander, Tim Anderson. With all the turmoil that went on for Brad Underwood in this program, with three assistants leaving, how would you grade this? I mean, this is like NFL draft is over. I need Piper to give me a grade on the coaching staff. And tell me why you would grade it that way.
Oh, man. Put me in
a, is that hard? Is it a B?
Yeah. I would say that it's at least a B for me. The final grade, of course, we're not going to know for a couple
of
years.
It's like an NFL draft.
And it's difficult.
Yep.
I think that, and Jeremy and I talked about this on our podcast over the weekend, it's that I think we've learned some more about Chester since getting hired. If you just like, and I will preface this by saying you got to be able to to land recruits. It's not just having recruits say nice things about you.
Right.
But he has put you in a really good spot with some talented recruits that say, hey, I'm considering Illinois because of my previous relationship with Chester Frazier at Vautech. And that has been impressive to me, just the way that he – I mean, the fact that he's a grinder out there. And
it sounds like he works.
That's not surprising.
Nope.
But
not at all.
I think he's – he's more of a big deal than I maybe even initially would have thought.
That's awesome.
And I think Jeff will do a good job as well. And like I mentioned with recruiting Illinois Wolves, and there is some more maybe unproven. Because Chester, like, you might sit there and say, Chester, former player, okay, is that the only reason? Like, he was a high major assistant for 10 years.
Right.
Jeff has more to gain as far as being at that level.
I think he has more to prove.
More to prove.
Yep.
That's a good way to say it. And Tim Anderson, again, makes sense. You don't have the national, because you're thinking about filling Orlando Antigua's shoes. Like, yeah. Let's be honest, that was at the very forefront of when you knew you were going to lose him. Like, okay, we offered a mill to try to get him to stay. He went to Kentucky anyway. Well, we're going to offer that to somebody else, and we're going to get this
exactly
kick butt guy that has proven it and is one of the top guys in the game. And maybe you don't see that name, that Mike Miniga, the C.Y. Young, Kamani Young, someone that you would say, okay, this guy is a legit stud already. But that's not to say that I don't really like this collection of the three assistants that Brad has gotten. But I don't want to oversell it either, because I think that you still got to be able to prove it. And we're going to learn a lot at the forefront, because I think that if you would have said, what do you think of Chin Coleman?
Yeah,
when he
I
got
agree.
Hired,
I agree.
And you always bring that up, and for great reasons. Like, yeah, Chicago guy makes sense, but we didn't know a whole lot about him. I think
not
we
at
could
all.
Throw that in with Jeff in particular, but Tim, 4 years at DePaul and recruited well, so he has more of a proven track record than Chin did. Long story short, I do like this staff, and we'll see. I'm very interested to see how it goes from here.
Did we okay? Let's do like Ryder Cup format here, where I get to throw a guy out and you have to counter. So, but I'm going to do it for you. Did we get better? This is strictly recruiting. Did we get better Chester Frazier versus Stephen Gentry?
Oh.
Okay.
So you just threw an ace against.
I did. There's some strategy behind this. Did we get better Jeff Alexander versus Orlando Antigua?
No.
That's the other. It comes down to the third match. Did you get better with Tim Anderson than you had with Chin, or is it about a break even? Oh. Are those guys going to go sudden death?
This is going to go potentially sudden death. But Tim, to live up to and to get someone like an Io.
Yeah.
And I'll give Chin a good amount of credit, because while I did say that he didn't put you in a great spot with some other programs in state, like, hey, he got you out. He was the lead recruiter on Io. Lead on Adam, which was a really good get, even though Adam left. Would have had you THT if some egos and stuff didn't get in the way.
Exactly.
So that was saying a lot for, you know, in the years prior to that, the decade prior to that, how many times did Illinois go up to Chicago and get one of the best players, if not the best player?
Hardly ever.
Not very often.
And I always go on rants, and this is why they don't listen to me. I always go on rants like I'd love to just ignore Chicago and just move on, but you can't. And Brad Underwood made that very clear with the hire of Tim Anderson. because now you got your Chicago guy. Jeff Alexander is your complete Illinois guy. I mean, he's got connections with every coach in the state of Illinois. Not that Tim wouldn't, but Jeff, you know, just with his dad being a coach for 40-some years or whatever it is at Lincoln, he's going to know somebody from Cairo all the way to, you know, to the border up north and both sides, east and west. And then you've got Chester, who's got the east ties, east coast ties. But what Orlando had was international ties. And that's what you saw with a guy like RJ Melendez. That's what you saw with a guy like Andre Curbelo, with Kofi.
Felice.
And Andres Felice. He had the international that you don't necessarily have anymore. So your bubble has shrunk, but you've got Illinois covered pretty hard right now. Brett Bielema is trying to make that happen on the football side. So if Tim Anderson can get you a Chicago kid every year,
yep,
and if Jeff Alexander can help pull out a Chicago kid or someone else from the state or a corresponding state, and I'm sure Tim Anderson knows plenty of people in Indiana and Iowa and such. So
yeah, because Chin had some connections out of state, mm-hmm, that we wouldn't have known about heading in. I think he had some in Arizona.
Yep.
Obviously, I mean, he brought in, I'll mention names that maybe didn't work out, like Tevian.
Oh, that's true.
At the time was, yep, a four-star wing. He did get Brandon Podziemski.
Yep, that's true.
From Wisconsin. One thing that I've said this about Chicago in the past, and this is before we knew that Tim was going to be the third guy as the assistant. You talked about international and the bubble maybe shrinking some. Why can't Io be your Chicago guy? Like, why can't Io be your fire guy?
I got you.
Why can't Io be the sell for the fire,
yep,
of why you should go to Illinois? Why can't, even Antigua's not here, why can't Curbelo be whoever's next out of Puerto Rico?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you look at Illinois?
I think you do. That's a great call.
I think that should, if Illinois is going to sustain this the way that you would hope they would, especially if they're going to win,
mm-hmm,
you know, going forward, and Curbelo is going to be the point guard that everyone around here thinks he's going to be, that should,
good point,
play.
Good point.
Especially for Brad.
Yep.
So that's one thing that I've thought about on that.
Think of the two guards. You just, Io, who's going to be drafted, then you got Curbelo, who could be drafted, or many think will be. All of a sudden, are you guard you now? I mean, if you had two guards in a row essentially be drafted in the top or in the first round, that is screaming to a lot of guards, hey, we can develop.
Yep.
We can get you where you need to be. You know, the other thing I thought about or forgot about Jeff Alexander, he's got Indiana ties, coaching with Evansville as well. You know, I like my Indiana kids.
You do.
Give me that Indianapolis area.
Yeah.
Trey Burke.
Oh. I've heard some good things. Well, I think Trey Burke was Columbus.
Oh, I always get that wrong. I always get that wrong.
But there are guys out of Indianapolis. Yeah. Now, there's one I'm not going to mention because...
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
Indiana guys, though, I've heard some good things about Luke Goody here. You get a chance on the road to talk to some...
They're liking what they see?
Some staff members, some people that have seen it live.
And, nice.
Sounds like Luke's playing really well.
I like that. We can expound on that tomorrow. Real quick, Trevor, just now, Illini make Final Four for Oral Roberts transfer. Kevin...
O'Banner.
O'Banner. Oh, his name is O'Banner.
Ah, yeah.
How he could be a nice 1B to not getting the kid out of Marquette, right? Or is he just as good?
I think you could make an argument now. Garcia did it at the high major level versus, I mean, Oral Roberts, though, you look at what he did in the tournament. He put 30 on Ohio State.
Woo!
And then the second round put 28 on Florida.
Is Grandison from Oral Roberts?
He was from Holy Cross.
Oh, that's right. My fault.
Oral Roberts was one of the tournament darlings, making it to the Sweet 16, barely lost to Arkansas. O'Banner, again, matching up against EJ Liddell.
Mm.
He's 6'8", and he shot 46% from three last year. He averaged like 19-8.
Well, who's this Marquette kid?
Right.
We should have had him in our sights.
Yeah.
So he is Final Four. Trevor, do we know the other four?
Can I guess?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure Derek probably knows the other four. What am I asking Trevor for? I guess because he's seen the actual Twitter. But before, let me guess with Pipes. Here we go.
I think I can get two of the other ones, and I'll rely on you for the third.
Okay.
Texas Tech, Arkansas, Illinois, and then...
I'll say Hawaii because who wouldn't want to go to Hawaii? Who is it?
No, it's Alabama.
Ah,
but Derek was correct in the other three.
Okay. So you're battling who? Alabama, Texas Tech. They need a lot of players.
Yep.
They had lost like eight guys.
And Chris Beard.
And Chris Beard. And then, oh,
Arkansas.
No. And Arkansas's the other
Bama,
team?
Bama, Arkansas, Texas Tech, Illinois.
Oof. Okay.
I think he's from Houston.
Okay.
Hit the
Samson
coach,
not in on him?
Yeah, luckily not. The coach who, I believe I have this correct, the coach who recruited him to Oral Roberts is currently at Arkansas.
Oh, no.
So there's a tie there.
Oh, no. But, man, you can play the four here.
You can.
All day long. All day long.
I heard Texas Tech's pretty good with NIL numbers, too. So that's one thing to think about.
Everything's bigger in Texas.